Hearings in the Queensland Land Court began today as environmental groups seek to challenge the approval of Whitehaven Coal's Winchester South coal mine, proposed for the Bowen Basin in central Queensland. Represented in court by the Environmental Defenders Office, the Australian Conservation Foundation and Mackay Conservation Group will argue the court should recommend no mining lease or environmental authority be granted for the project due to its significant environmental and human rights impacts. To learn more about the Winchester South project and today's hearings, I spoke to ACF Program Manager of Climate and Energy, Gavin McFadgen.
Whitehaven's Winchester coal project is one of the biggest new proposed coal projects in Australia. By one of the companies that is one of the worst behaved in terms of its corporate record here and overseas, in Whitehaven Coal. Big new coal project directed towards export. It's a large project in its own right. It will produce over its lifetime the emissions equivalent to Australia's entire emissions in 1 year. So its emissions profile and its climate damage is very high for a large coal project. It also has some really localised impacts that ACF and other groups are concerned about, including 570 hectares of native vegetation land clearing, the destruction of about 242 football fields worth of critical koala habitat. We're also concerned about damage to groundwater in the upper reaches of the Isaac River Basin as well, and First Nations people have expressed concerns about these impacts also on their cultural values, rights and interests. So, I mean, the climate impact is our primary concern, but this project does come with significant natural and cultural values impacts as well.
It does kind of bear the question and how lax the approval process must be, especially, like you mentioned, in a time when Australia is meant to be committing to the transition away from coal and gas. How does something this significant get to this point in the first place?
The problem is that Australia only has to account for the emissions that we produce here in Australia. And on that front, the Albanese government has a reasonably good story to tell. They have sincerely worked to get renewable energy into our domestic system. Our national energy grid's now almost 50% renewable. Which is a pretty good achievement for a government that's only been in for 3 years, and also across the economy. They've done some really good work. But the problem is, when it comes to our exports, the Albanese government is absolutely let rip. It is not stopping or controlling at all the increase in new coal and gas approvals. We just saw the North West Shelf provisionally approved in the last month as well. Like, these coal and gas projects are enormous in their emissions profile. Australia is one of the top three exporter of carbon emissions on earth, and we are the number one exporter of coal in the world. So while this government, the Albanese government, has done a reasonable job on domestic emissions, it is doing nothing to curtail our exported emissions. And now the emissions we export are by far the largest share of our overall emissions. Between two and three times Australia's emissions are exported compared to the emissions we cause here at home in Australia. So that's the problem we've got. We've got a decarbonising domestic energy system, but absolutely no intent to stop huge coal and gas exports out of Australia to our major trading partners, mostly in Asia.
What are the concerns around transparency from Whitehaven on the real impacts of the project, especially when we know methane pollution coming from other coal mines in the Bowen Basin has been severely underreported?
Yes, and we see this frequently. So particularly on methane, which is a greenhouse gas 86 times more potent than CO2, methane emissions, and they're a third of global emissions, so we need to get methane emissions down as well, not just CO2 emissions. The coal and gas industry is chronically underreporting methane, overall emissions, but methane emissions in particular. The other thing coal companies do is they tend to exaggerate the amount of coal they dig up that's metallurgical coal, that is required for steel making, rather than thermal coal, which is for energy, lower quality coal for energy generation. So they tend to exaggerate the coal required for steel making compared to thermal coal for energy generation to try to justify why those coal projects need to proceed.
What's the ideal outcome of these hearings and how confident are you, especially going up against such a powerful force like Whitehaven?
Yeah, these are always David and Goliath battles. Even for Australia's National Environment Organisation, we've got a fraction of the resources of the coal and gas industry and the resources they bring to cases like this. But we do think we have a strong case to stop this project in the courts, and then that would send a strong signal to the Queensland government and then the federal government that they shouldn't give this project its final approvals. These kind of court cases also enable us to, you know, lift the volume of the debate when it comes to future coal and gas, the current and future coal and gas approvals as well. And it is, as you say, kind of a litmus test of our approvals processes. These projects are not assessed adequately for their climate impact. They're only assessed for their local environmental impact, not for their carbon emissions and the impact of those carbon emissions on Australia's weather and global weather systems as well.
Gavin McFadgen from the Australian Conservation Foundation there, ending that report.